Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to episode 234 of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I am Paul Andrews, your host of the podcast. And if it's your first time joining me, welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. You've got 233 episodes you can catch up on. And if you are a frequent listener, then thank you for joining me once again. And today's podcast is recapping the second week of my Learn to Play 5 minutes a Day in May challenge. So every day throughout May, I'm sending out a little 5 minute video with technique, strategy, something like that. And the idea is to build up the practice habit throughout May so you end the month practicing every day and learn some great techniques along the way. So if you are a member of the challenge, well done. You're now halfway through the challenge. If you're not a member of the challenge, you can still sign up at bgachallenge.com and you'll start right back at day one and you just then work through, obviously, wherever you land in the month. It doesn't have to be a May challenge. You can start wherever you like to. Just head over to bgachallenge.com to do that. So we're kicking off this week looking at chords. Now, chords are normally the first thing beginning guitar players want to do because we want to play songs. And we see songs as just, you know, strumming some chords and rocking out. The problem with chords is they are a tricky skill. So all the way through this week, I'm giving you some ideas, some strategies, some techniques to make them a little bit easier. And we kicked off day eight talking about the three S's to good chord playing: shape, sound, and speed. And throughout each of the days, I'm introducing chords. So the first chord is E minor, whipping your first finger, second fret on the A string, and the second finger underneath that, second fret on the D string. And the shape, sound, and speed, it's got to be starting with a shape. So you need to know that shape. So any chord you come up against, so even if you are a more established guitar player, you've been playing even for a few years, this will work with any chord you come up against, shape. So not even strumming it, we come back to the idea of isolation I talked about last week. Taking the shape off, putting it back on again, and just trying to get that into your muscle memory. Now, if it's a complicated shape, you've got loads of fingers going down, like maybe a four-finger chord, work on just one finger at a time and really get into your muscle memory where that finger goes, and then start bringing the other one in, and then slowly start building up through, you know, first, second finger, second, third, first, second, third, then eventually fourth. Build up nice and slow. So that's the first thing, shape. We've got to know that shape. And we want to try and get it so we get a reflex. So as you're changing chords, you have that reflex action that we need to dial in there. The next thing is the sound. So you're going to pick each string one at a time. And no doubt you're going to get a dead note here or there. So then keep playing that string and try to adjust your fingers. So coming back to good fretting technique, we had the flat thumb around the back, fingertip down, and fret. So we're close to that strip of metal, the fret wire. Now, the thing that's going to catch out here is the arching of the fingers. What will probably happen is you won't arch your fingers enough, so you touch the string below it. So we've got to make sure we're using that tip. That's where the thumb can come down there around the back of the neck. The wrist is coming through the front more. Make sure it's not all the way through, because I can feel that's a lot of strain straight away. You want this kind of diagonal position. And then pick through, and then just try and adjust to get that good sound. Once you've got a good sound, you won't last long. You're going to lose that good sound, so you've got to do this over and over again. So adjusting, oh, I've got a good sound, fingers off, fingers back on again. Oh, it's gone again, okay, adjust. And eventually you have to adjust so much and your fingers default to the correct shape. You've got to just basically go over and over and over it to really drill that shape in. And the final S is speed, and that's where we start introducing other chords and moving to them. And in day nine, we introduce the A minor chord. And we looked at a great way of getting a fast change using what we call pivot fingers. Now, if you don't know A minor, there's first finger on the B string fret 1, there's second finger on the D2, and third finger on the G2. And the great thing about going from E minor to A minor, you keep your second finger still, and that's our pivot finger. Or common tone, it's a note that's common to both chords. And you just move around that finger. If you find chords that have this little shortcut, this pivot finger, it makes it so much quicker, because as we're going from A minor to E minor, if we can keep down second finger, 50% of the chord is already there. Now, that's not easy, though. When you take off a finger, all the other fingers like to go with it. So to keep one finger down and take off the other two, if you're going from the A minor to the E minor, that can be quite tough. So this will take quite a few repetitions. So be patient with this. It will take some time to develop, but it's going to make it so much quicker when it does. Also, the note is staying down, so the note rings out. hear it there as I move to the E minor, the note's still sounding, so it creates that really smooth transition. So that was a big thing in day 9, pivot fingers. That's going to really help us change chords. In day 10, we then brought in the C chord, which is another one we could use for pivot fingers. So let's go from the E minor to the A minor. Then as we go to C, we only have to move the third finger. Third finger is on the A3. So this is a great one to practice pivoting. Just those three chords, C, A minor, E minor. What I didn't say about the E minor, but you've probably clocked on anyway for that one, is using fingers 1 and 2. Now, quite a lot of people, when they start beginning guitar, can we use fingers 2 and 3 for the E minor. We can't then pivot when we change to the A minor. So make sure we're using fingers 1 and 2 so we can use those pivots. Something else I talked about in day 10 was a folded corners technique. The C chord quite often gets people because they put down their fingers one at a time, and they normally start a first finger and second finger, third finger. When you strum the chord, the first note you play is the note that's held down with third finger, but then that's the last note you are placing. So ideally, we probably want to go in with third fingers. That's the first note we play. And eventually, we want to go down with all fingers at once. Now, a great way of starting to program all fingers at once is this folded corners technique. And all that means is you're putting fingers down in different combinations. So we go fingers 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 3, 1, 2, 1, 3, 2, 2, 1, 3. So all these different combinations of placing fingers down in different sequences, so eventually fingers will all go down at once. Again, that's take a while to program, but it's really worth doing, especially a chord like a G or C or something like that. That'll really help the speed. Then we went into day number 11, and we started talking about what you do then when there's no pivot fingers. How can you get a fast chord change? And we're looking at our G chord. And G to C is quite a common chord change. There is no pivot finger. So there's two things I want you to focus on here. So first thing we want to focus on is not taking fingers too far away. So not taking them off the strings too far, because you just got to bring them back again. So just keep your fingers close to the strings. Quite often when we're trying to speed up changes or speed up anything, it's not moving your fingers quicker, it's moving your fingers less. So bear that in mind as you're trying to get speed. It's minimal movement is the secret. So that's the first thing, not taking fingers too far off. The next thing is air forming. So as we go from G to C, I start to form the C chord in the air as I'm moving to it. So I start to form the chord as I'm moving my fingers to the strings to play the chord. I'm not waiting and then quickly trying to form it. I'm moving fingers into the correct position as I'm moving over to it. So there are two things we can start to use to help with chords that don't have pivot fingers. Don't take fingers too far off the strings and start forming the chord as you're moving to the shape. Don't wait till you get there and start then placing fingers. Start getting fingers above the strings even before you get there. Then day 12, we put all these ideas into action by going through a song. And the song was Save Your Tears by The Weeknd. Now, the chord progression is C, A minor, E minor, G. So you can see, great one for pivot fingers. We've got the C to the A minor, just moving third finger down. We've got the A minor to E minor, just keep that second finger down, moving first finger above it. E minor to G, keep your first finger down. And then we have the G to C change, where you can work on air forming and trying to keep those fingers close to the strings. So it's a really good little song, Save Your Tears, for that. And spoiler alert, we come back to that in week 3 as well when we start bringing in strumming too. So it's a song that does come back. Then day number 13, we looked at what order to learn chords in. So this trips up a lot of people because they tend to learn the chords in the wrong order. And the wrong order means they learn the hard chords too early. So they haven't built up the strength of their fingers, the accuracy, the coordination. So then they really struggle with it. Prime example would be something like power chords or bar chords. They're quite intermediate chords, so we need to have the strength to be able to do them. So I go through the order that I teach in beginning guitar academy, and the order I'd suggest to go through it. So going through the four chords we do in the challenge, so E minor, A minor, C, and G. Then the fifth chord we do in level 1 at beginning guitar academy is the D chord. Then we got the last three chords, so the E, the A, and the D minor. That then gives us the basic 8 chords. Now they're really important to learn, the basic 8 open chords, because you're going to hear them in so many songs. Then open power chords will be next. Dominant 7 chords, kind of bluesy chords. Major 7 chords, which are more jazzy. Same as minor 7 chords, a bit more jazzy as well. Then 4 finger chords. Then half bar chords, so we're starting to hold down more than one string at a time. Then power chords. So movable power chords, which are half of bar chords, which are the next things to bring in. Then suspended chords. And then more advanced movable shapes, like the movable dominant sevens, minor sevens, major sevens. add nines, sixes. You could keep going on and on, which we're not going to. But if you want a bit more detail that, go and check out episode 47 of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. And you can find that at bgapodcast.com/47. That run you through all of the chords I recommend doing. And the final day of the challenge, day number 14, we had a recap of everything we went through on that week. So the whole of the chord week. So lots to unpack there, lots to go through, but some really, really good things you can keep in your head, like the three S's, the shape, the sound, the speed. You can do that again for any chord, any level. That's going to really help you learn it that little bit quicker. The pivot fingers, the techniques without the pivot fingers can obviously help us really speed up our transitions. And then the order of the chord is going to help us stay structured and actually learn it in the correct way, so we don't get confused, we don't get demotivated and kind of give up because we're trying to do bar chords in like the second week of playing guitar, which I have seen people do because obviously they've seen it on YouTube and thought, oh yeah, that's the next thing to obviously learn. It is not the next thing to learn. We don't do that in Beginner Guitar Academy until level 3. So someone's been playing probably a year and a half before we start doing bar chords. So don't rush them. They'll come. Their time will come. But to really know them, we've got to know the fear. We've got to know the notes down the neck as well. So it's a whole can of worms when you start looking at bar chords. So guys, hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. A good little recap of what we covered in the second week of our 5 minutes a day in May guitar challenge. If you've not signed up for it already, go and sign up now at bgachallenge.com. You can sign up and you'll go straight from the first day. You won't jump in kind of halfway through that we are now. You'll go right from the beginning. And keep an eye on your emails. So I'll be sending out the links to join me on this Sunday's live Q&A so you can get your questions answered. And we can hang out on Zoom. But that's it for me this week. So, like normal, keep practicing, have a fantastic week, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.